Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
Oh, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Holy crap, folks. It is literally, when we're recording this, it's probably 5 days away from my 46th birthday. Holy crap.
Ish, old man.
I'm so old. I'm older than the Transformers themselves. Oh, God. Well, it is a new year. This is our first episode of the new year, actually, I think. Because we have not, I don't think we did one.
I want to say we did an ATTF, but I don't, or maybe it was just AG. I don't know. One of the two.
I think we just did an AG. I don't think we've, I'm clicking. I'm moving as fast as I can here.
I'm working over here.
GeekCastRadio.com. Unleash the geek in you. Comics, TFCon guests, and all that episode was November. Wow, we haven't done one since November. No, this is the first episode of 2026. Welcome to the 40th anniversary of Transformers the movie and the 30th anniversary of Beast Wars, ladies and gentlemen. We have got plans for 2026, and you're not going to know about them until they release. Blah. Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing we have up here, I mean, a lot of this is just mostly toy news.
We got three stories tonight. I wanted to keep it simple. I kind of wanted to keep it like a 20-minute blitz kind of thing. And there wasn't really anything between the November episode and now. There wasn't anything that just knocked my socks off. There wasn't, like, I still haven't gotten the Beast Wars Funko Pops yet. I'm still waiting on getting those. I need to get those and whatever. There hasn't been any new, like, I got the Thundercracker. I got the Skywarp and the Thundercracker Funko Pops from that set, and I got Springer out of that new Generation 1 set. I haven't gotten Cup yet, and I'm not getting that new Nemesis Prime because the old one is better, but I haven't gotten the Beast Wars Pops yet, and there just isn't anything like, oh my God, we have to talk about this. Oh my God, this is going to shatter the glass of the Transformers world.
Shatter glass.
That's right.
So, before we get into the figures that I know we're going to talk about and probably rant about, I did get a knockoff Megatron. It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
It looks just like the official.
Yep.
Same colors, same everything, comes with all the gear that the regular one does. What's funny is I have him and Prime because I rearranged how they, all my Autobots and Maximals stand in the cabinet.
Right.
So I moved the stasis pod down with the Maximals, and I moved the Autobots and Decepticons around, and I put Megatron and Prime side by side. Well, they sit like they're truly leader class, whereas yeah. A lot of the War for Cybertron said they were, and they were not. They were Voyager class. Mm-hmm. So all of the, like the G2 Megatron, the War for Cybertron, Optimus Prime, they're the same height as J-Axis, which is a Voyager.
Right.
So these leader class, commander class, Megatron and Optimus Prime actually sit like a whole head taller. And they look awesome.
Yeah.
So I got the knockoff of it because it was kind of multifaceted here. I got it because I wanted the figure, but I also didn't want the $60 price tag or to wait.
It was more the waiting thing, because I was going to get this for you. And then you're like, no. I'd rather have the Kirk that's coming out in December. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Or like the Stranger Things van that I'm going to modify to Ultimus.
Yep.
So I was like, you know, I'll get this. And it was the same price as my Prime. Came from China, got here pretty quick. I still had my Megatron pre-ordered on BBTS in case something, heaven forbid, happened.
Yep.
And when it arrived, I canceled it. I was like, okay. I mean, the only difference is it doesn't come with a Decepticon symbol.
Yeah.
And I have Repro labels or Toy Hacks labels that
yeah.
I just you can, repurposed.
Yeah, you both. Can get those. Yeah.
So I have a ton of them sitting around.
Yep.
Because they came with like BBTS orders, or they came with the other transfer Show Z store.
Yep.
So anyways, I had a bunch of them. And so I think the figure is pretty stellar. I have not transformed either of them to know how difficult they are.
Right.
But I don't have any intention of ever doing so.
Yeah, you're not, but you're buying that. You bought these for display in robot mode. You did not buy these for playtime. You did not buy these to, and again, Megatron, Tank, it's kind of cool. It's kind of okay, but Megatron really isn't a tank to us. He never has been. He never will be. So that's one good thing about having Transformers packaged in robot mode. You already now have the mode that you want it in, and you're never going to play with it again other than to display it, move it, pose it the way you want in robot mode. Without I mean, especially Optimus. Optimus, put him in robot mode. Did yours come with a trailer or no?
My Optimus?
Yeah.
No. So I could have got the other knockoff of Prime for the same, like for like 50. And he would have come with even the IDW arm.
Right.
Or like the Starscream head. Like it would have had a lot more stuff with it. I had no intention of ever getting the trailer because I'm like, okay, it's going to eat space on my shelf.
Right.
I already have shelf space. And so I opted to not get that version.
Okay.
However, had I wanted it, I probably still would have gone that route of like the knockoff version that came with it.
Yeah.
Gotten all the other perks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that even if you got the trailer version, the full trailer version, you're still going to want Optimus in robot mode and have the trailer open as the base or as the stand up recharge chamber thing or whatever the hell it is used for or whatever kind of thing. Like, I don't know, man. I just never. What are we at now? It's 40 years for the movie. 42 years. Oh, God, 42 years ago. Oh, boy. 84 was 42 years. 42 years ago in 84, when the original Optimus came out, I didn't get one until probably late 86, early 87. And as a kid, I would want to transform Optimus Prime. When I got back into Transformers in 2006, when I was 26, 27, 28, right before I started podcasting and I started collecting Transformers as a 20-something adult, I kind of wanted to still transform them. Now at almost four, I'm like I said, I'm 5 days away from my 46th birthday. Give me the stuff in robot mode. Very rarely do I care about alt modes these days. Very, very rarely. Give me it in robot mode. let me pose it the way I want to pose it. And that's that for me when it comes to a lot of the Transformers figures. The very like Generation 1 Astro Train is an exception because he's so easy to transform. Generation 1 Soundwave is sometimes a exception because he's so easy to but I don't know, I'm here to have him displayed. I'm not here to fiddle faddle with him all the time.
No, and I agree with you. I'm just to the point now that I want them displayed, but I also want them posable.
Yeah.
And I do want the option to transform them if I'm like, hey, I'm bored of how they look. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
Majority of them I'm never going to ever touch. Like I've transformed like even the War for Cybertron stuff. I've transformed them a handful of times, like all of them. And then I've kind of never done it again. And then, so these two were like, these and my Transmetal Megatron and Masterpiece Megatron, like both those masterpieces, I've never transformed.
Right.
Because it's not something I want to mess with. Yep. Even when I had the Dragon Transmetal 2 Megatron masterpiece, I was like, nope, not doing it. Came in robot, it's staying in robot.
Yeah, exactly.
The more complicated it is, the more I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm old. I don't care now. I just want a display piece. And so yeah, it's kind of funny that Hasbro sold these, you know, Optimus Prime and Megatron, and now we're getting to the point of their demise versions.
Yes. Okay. So Hasbro does this all the time. And the way they used to do it was, I think, cooler. So you take, even though it was more expensive back in the day, you take MP10, or you take MP01 or MP04. Take MP04, okay? Because MP04 was Optimus with the trailer. You take MP04 and you turn him into MP04B. MP04B or MP10B without the trailer or whatever is usually Optimus Gray or Optimus Black or whatever. And it's not to turn him into Nemesis Prime. It's to show that, hey, look, kids, Optimus went gray. That means Optimus is dead. Now they're doing even more sadistic stuff. I almost said the other S word, but I didn't say it because I know. Anyway, they're doing even more sadistic stuff where you actually have a hole in his stomach where you can put the stake in there to recreate the death seat. Like, I understand teaching children about death. This is how I learned about death when I was 6 years old 40 years ago. But damn, this is what they're selling to adults in 2026? Really? And what's so crazy to me, and I know, I don't know if you are going to do a specific special podcast art for this episode, but please, if you do, make it that image, because that is so stupid!
So I can understand it from two vantage points for this. If you want the battle damage version of Prime and Megatron, where they're having their last holdout battle, or you want to do the Autobot City battle.
Yeah.
I could understand it. Like, I really could.
Yeah.
I still don't love the head sculpt of Prime because it still doesn't look... It's still not the correct one.
Yeah.
And you know, you get Megatron with the scowl and, you know, he's got the chest damage. I mean, all they did for Megatron was really change the head and the chest plate. And then Prime, they just put some cracking on the glass, change the head, and then change like part of the waist.
Yeah.
And then put a stick in him.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, dude. Like, I, okay, so I sent you the truck image here in our little Discord chat with the thing in his grill. Here's the robot mode version where he's damaged and he's holding it. Like, I get it if you want to have that on your shelf where he's damaged, but man, I just, this is taking me back to when I was 6 years old and I, like, just like Dan, you know, Optimus, no, do not grieve. Soon I shall be one with the main. Like, no, like, why would you? And again, these are the exact same figures as the ones they already released. They're just damaged versions of them. Like, this is just Hasbro. Ooh, you already bought the other ones. Buy these too. I don't know. I audience, people, comment on the episode post on geekassradio.com and let us know. Who's buying this? Who wants to recreate the death scene, the battle scene between in toy form between Megatron and Optimus when you can just pop your DVD in the DVD player and watch the scene over and over and over again? Like, I don't know who wants to have this on their shelf in toy form.
I don't know. I mean, again, I can see people wanting it. So, I mean, I don't have anything against it. But,
I mean, in the long run, people are going to buy what they want to buy, and Hasbro is going to do what they're going to do because they're Hasbro and whatever. But, and we know that they do this stuff all the time. They want us to double dip and double buy and whatever. But it's like, I just don't. No, like, oh, Hasbro, you crazy. And then we head on down to Yolo Park with their Transformers AMK series, Beast Wars, Optimus Primal, and Dinobot, the color prototypes. Coming to them via Yolo Park's social media accounts, they have shared the first looks at the color prototypes of their new Transformers AMK series, Beast Wars, Optimus Primal, and Dinobot, which were on display at the Toy Fair Germany event. So we have two photos here from this. A more wider shot where you see two other bots. The two other bots are movie figures, but the close up is of Optimus Primal and Dinobot. I like the Yolo Park stuff. I think it's cool. I really do, because it's just the robots. Like, you don't have to do anything with them. That's what Yolo Park does the best, along with some other companies that do this kind of stuff. What do you think of these?
I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah,
I really am. I think it's kind of neat what they're doing with these. However, like, I question Primal's a little bit, just because the shoulder pads look really janky and the head. I mean, the rest of it looks pretty much like the Masterpiece figure.
Yeah,
because I mean, I have the Masterpiece. Yeah. And then Dinobot obviously is not fully colored yet.
Yeah, not yet.
And I know these are prototypes, like, I get it. Yeah, so there's going to be some stuff that's off. I love the Dinobot just from the fact that I don't have a Masterpiece of him. And so, like, he's kind of tempting. However, these I could see being really nice if, like, say you wanted to transform your Masterpiece figures.
Yeah.
And then have this as their battle mode.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm I'm very interested in the Beast Megatron that's coming out.
Yeah.
For that sake alone, just because I'm like, oh, I could transform my masterpiece Megatron.
Yep. And then have
beast
the
form.
Yep. And then have that as the yeah. What I like about this, even though it's a prototype, you're absolutely right. The shoulders are they're all off. Like
yeah, they're really weird.
Yeah, the right one is angled wrong. The left one is it, like they're not even. I know they're attached, but they're so far from his body. I'm like that's crazy. But what I love is the head sculpt. It's not the true. It's the Optimus Prime. It's not the Primal. It's not the split mask. It's the Prime mask.
Well, it's his flight mode mask.
Right. No, I understand, but I'm saying that, I'm so used to seeing Optimus Primal with the not flight mask. So those are coming. Schedule remarks that these are not final products and some changes could be made in the future. Does not give a date at this time. And then apparently I missed a Transformers Age of the Primes fan stream. I don't know how I missed it, but I missed it. This happened yesterday, February 3rd, 2026. They went over a bunch of stuff. They went over Transformers Age of the Primes Deluxe Class Autobot Power Glide, Deluxe Class Swerve, Deluxe Class Cliff Jumper from Prime, Deluxe Class Smokescreen from Prime, Autobot Ratchet from Animated, Voyager Class the 13 Nexus Prime, and Leader Class the 13 Liege Maximo. So we're going to start here. What do you think of this first image, the new kind of banner here with Optimus and Megatron, Soundwave, Bumblebee, Jetfire? What do you think of that art?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. I mean, I've seen better. Like, this is just weird cell shading and cheap animation art. Like, I don't love it compared to like stuff we've gotten in the past.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of G1. I kind of wish that they would, like, I know the whole red Transformers thing is the whole Autobot thing, and they want to obviously promote the good guys first and whatever else, but I wish they would mix it up a bit and I don't know, go purple for a while. So we got Evan, Mark, and Nate that were at the stream doing the promotion. So Evan and Mark are the designers, and Nate is one of the marketing team. So we got Prime Cliff Jumper. Can you smell what Cliff Jumper is cooking? Well, because the Rock voiced Cliff Jumper in the one episode he was in because he got killed off at the beginning of the series. These all look great. I don't have any issues with any of these. That Power Glide, though, I wish he came with an Astoria. I wish that was his accessory, an Astoria figure. That would be so cool. Instead of the mask that he comes with, give him an Astoria. That would be fun. Any that stick out to you?
I like the Ratchet.
Yeah, animated Ratchet looks really good.
Cliff Jumper looks okay. Smokescreen. I mean, he's kind of what I expect.
Yeah.
The Power Glide, you're getting basically a G1 Power Glide.
Yep.
Which I'm not a huge fan of him anyway, so it doesn't really impact me whatsoever. Obviously it goes over my head because I'm not aware of like where the mask thing comes in.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. Like, I know Power Glide, but I don't know where the mask thing comes in.
It's just weird. So, but Ratchet is pretty cool. If, you know, to go with that Optimus Prime that we got last year or the year before. So he's very, very fitting and up to date. And then we get, you said Swerve is the other Autobot, the little car.
Yep.
Yeah. I've not paid attention too much to the little microbot, so I wasn't aware of him either. And then we get the guy that's the airplane.
Yep.
Nexus?
Yeah, Nexus Prime.
Yeah. I'm like, I swear they just slap on names and just put Prime at the end, and they're like, okay, we got a Prime. He looks kind of neat. Like, he comes with his own little matrix. He's got the little backpack of the, you know, the almost the Starscream-ish thing on the back with the wings, and kind of looks interesting. They're definitely planning, you know, a big combiner type thing with them. And they show him, is that Silverbolt that they have him tied to, or Skylinks? Because I didn't watch the...
No, I didn't watch it either. Who do they have him tied to?
It looks like Silverbolt.
That looks like Silverbolt.
And then they've got a special... In the Matrix, they get a special logo in it.
Yep.
And... then we're getting Liege Maximo, which... originally was like a G2 thing.
Yep.
Super creepy.
Very.
Definitely looks like something that like a Unicron or like a you know, techno-organic thing.
Yep.
But I mean, you're straight out of the G2 comics.
Yeah. When I saw his alt mode, I was like, what in the hell kind of, oh, he's some kind of spaceship. Okay.
But that's actually who like all the G2 Decepticons kind of hail to.
Yep.
Like J-Axis and all those kind of guys.
Yep.
Definitely has the G2 vibe because all the little coils and wires and stuff that go through different parts. I'm not like anti G2. Like, I do love G2.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see them visit like Machine Wars.
Mm.
Like, as far as like a redux of some of those things, or do some old BotCon stuff and revive it. Like they've done over the years. But I really would love to see Beast Wars and Beast Machines get some love, because like Transmetals and then like all of the Beast Machines figures have been like screwed over the years.
Gotta have something up their sleeve for this year for Beast Wars. It's the 30th anniversary of the part of the franchise that saved the company, that saved the brand. I mean, Beast Wars brought it back. Like, come on, you guys. You gotta give us something. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be negative against the YOLO Park stuff that we just talked about a little while ago. You gotta give us something besides these YOLO Park releases. Like, you can't just I don't know what they're doing, but they gotta do something.
Exactly.
Gotta do something, you guys.
Gotta catch them all. No.
Yeah. Just put them in a ball. Put them in a ball. Catch them all. Transformer, I choose you. Astral Train. Yeah. So, I think that's it, though.
Yeah, I think so. There's like not... ton.
Yeah,
I mean, there's always a ton, but
yeah, but
as far as Transformers, but there's nothing like really newsworthy per se.
Yeah, the first major thing on the TFW2005.com website is that the panel we just talked about, like, that's the biggest news. So there's an update to the Power Glide thing where they show an image of where you can open up his heart chamber thing and he has his little circuits. And so, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, why isn't there an Astoria little minifigure attached to him? Because if you're going to open up his chest and show that he has the heart, that's the Astoria episode. You bastards. Give him Astoria already. I skipped the Battersea Power Station meet and greet with Greg Berger event thing because Battersea Park is over in the UK and we don't have something that friggin' cool here in America. Unfortunately. So yeah, there's nothing really else that are. And I'm skipping the comics this time because there isn't any really new, because I think I went over the April solicitations last time. So you guys can go back to the November episode and listen to the April solicitations for that. I will say, though, that it is getting really good. If you're not reading the Skybound Entertainment Energon Universe comics, you need to be. It's getting so good. So yeah, that's what's going on.
So yeah. So if you guys have anything that you want to hear us on a future episode, let us know. You can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com or comment on this episode post on the website geekcastradio.com. So until next time, transform and roll out.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.